This is a family in grief and in shock. Bashar Abdel Saoud, a refugee from Syria, died while in the custody of Lebanon State Security Agency. His elder children, 9-year-old Musab and 7-year-old Wissam, have seen photos of their father's tortured body. It's hard to make them speak.
They took him while he was having dinner. They called us 4 days later to collect his body. I can't believe what they did to him. This is an injustice.
Bashar, who came to Lebanon 8 years ago, was working as a laborer. His family believes he died within 3 hours of his arrest due to severe torture and beatings. The State Security Agency, which accused Bashar of belonging to ISIL, has faced multiple allegations of torture. Human rights groups say terrorism charges are usually used against Syrian refugees to explain torture or unlawful lengthy detentions.
So we have many conflicting narratives from the State Security Agency, and so far they do not stand. This needs to be reinvestigated because the first investigation was conducted under the State Security Agency, who is accused of the killing.
After widespread condemnation, state security officers were arrested for questioning.
Many Syrians tell us they live in fear. Lebanese authorities haven't been welcoming. A few weeks ago, they said that they are planning to deport up to 15,000 Syrians a month because they now believe Syria is safe. Human rights groups and the United Nations disagree.
Bashar's family says he may have been punished for defecting from the Syrian army during the war. During his detention, no lawyer was present.
First, they told us he was arrested because he had a fake $50 note. Then to protect themselves after they killed him, they said he belonged to ISIL. I want to know who killed him in cold blood.
His family says they won't bury his body until they get justice. But that has rarely happened in a country often accused of denying Syrian refugees the right to due process. Zana Khadr, Al Jazeera, Beirut.